As you see this photograph, those of you who, Julian, you knew Martin Luther King. Barney and Eleanor, you served in the Congress with John Lewis. What's your reaction to this photograph? What's the meaning of this to you, 50 years after this photograph was taken?
I tend to look at it and see the people who are no longer with us. John is the only person now living in that photograph. On one side of him is Hosea Williams. On the other side is Robert Mance. Both of them are gone now. So I'm sorry, but that's what I see when I look at the picture, people who aren't here anymore.
Our third photograph shows a young Julian Bond.
Look at him.
Okay,
this is a faith note. I think that's Julian's bar mitzvah picture.
That is, yes. Janice, wasn't he bar mitzvahed in your husband's synagogue in Atlanta? Our third photograph shows a young Julian Bond and Martin Luther King Jr. Now, this photograph was taken February 23rd, 1966, slightly less than a year after the second photograph. But in less than a year after Bloody Sunday, a dramatic change has occurred in the United States at the moment that this photograph is taken. The passage, as we've been mentioning, of the Voting Rights Act, 1965. In the photo, the two men are casting their ballots for Julian Bond. At least they told us they were voting for Julian Bond. I think we can assume that he was voting for you.
Dr. King told me he was voting for me. And I believe he's a minister, and I believed him.
I believe him too, Julian.
There you go.
So we know for a fact that these two men are actually casting votes for Julian Bond, who was the candidate for the Georgia House of Representatives. At the time, Julian was 25, and he won that race, a direct result of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Julian, talk about that moment in your race and how important that was.
Well, the courts had created new seats in Georgia, and a group of people, black people, were elected to the state legislature, and I ran for one of these seats, and I won one of these seats. Now, shortly after this picture is taken, a colleague of mine in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee named Samuel Young, who had been in the Navy and who had lost one of his kidneys in the Navy, lived in Tuskegee, Alabama, had been to a demonstration, was going home, had to go to the bathroom, because if you lose your kidney, you have to go to the bathroom more than most people. And Sammy had to go to the bathroom, tried to go to the bathroom at a white gas station. The owner shot him in the back and killed him. Now, the irony of this guy losing his life after having lost his kidney in service to the country is just too much. And some sort of dormant anti-war feeling rose up in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and we issued a statement which at the time sounded radical and extreme, but today would sound like nothing at all. But anyway, it irritated my colleagues to be in the legislature, and they threw me out and declared my seat vacant. And I ran for the vacancy, and I won the vacancy, and they declared it vacant again. And I ran for the vacancy, and I won the vacancy, and they declared that vacant again. And I ran a third time, and they considered it vacant, and I appealed to the federal courts, and the judge appointed by President Carter voted against me, which I'll never forget. And the other two judges voted against me, and one voted for me. And so I appealed to the Supreme Court. And the thing I remember most about this, I just went to the same-sex marriage debate in Congress a few days ago. I mean, in the Supreme Court a few days ago, which is just a wonderful, wonderful occasion. But I went to the Supreme Court argument about my seat in the legislature, and I'm sitting with my lawyer's law partner and listening to the debate, and the Attorney General of Georgia is arguing that I should be thrown out of the legislature. And Byron White, yes, the only member of the Supreme Court who was in the NFL, asked a question. He said, "Is this all you have? Is this all you got? And you've come all this way? This is all you have?" So I punched my lawyer's law partner. I said, "We're winning, aren't we?" He said, "Yes, you are." And we were, and we did.
How did you, Julian, come to know the Reverend King? Clearly, not only did he vote for you, but you were obviously close, and as this picture shows.
I'm one of eight people in the world who can honestly say that I was a student of Dr. King's. He taught a class at Morehouse College one time. Eight people in the class. I'm one of the eight. And so if you run into somebody who says, oh, yes, I was a student of Dr. King's, unless that they were one of the eight people, six men, two women from Spelman College, six men from Morehouse College, unless they're among that company, they're telling a tremendous lie.
Well, I'm glad you've corrected the historic record, because there are documented 3,275 people who claim that they were in that class.
At least, yeah.
But only eight.
Only eight.